Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Adley Rutschman, home run number one. Then he got real frisky, hit another one later on in the game as the Orioles got medieval on Jose Berríos and the Blue Jays that day. Six homers to start the season, as we've detailed many times, maybe to the point of frustration with some of our listeners. Since that opening day outburst, they've hit six home runs as a team. They've hit two since last Thursday, set against the Red Sox, and of course, O'Hearn Monday against the Diamondbacks. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Get in, vent. Get in, tell me to shut up. Do whatever it is you want to do. 410-583-1057. But Adley Rutschman, after that opening day bust out, hasn't homered yet. Only one extra base hit, a double. Right now, hitting 267, and look, I'm not sitting here saying that he's been an absolute disaster, but we go back to last season, second half in particular, Ryan Ripken, because yes, I'm breaking out numbers, because you need to break out numbers to tell your side of the story. Now, numbers tell a lot of the story. They can be deceiving, as you know, oftentimes, but hey, to borrow a word from Dan Connolly, nothing nebulous about this. First half, 276, 16 homers, 12 doubles, 59 ribbies, OPS, 780, starting catcher, all-star game, rightfully so. Second half, let's see here, 207, batting average. This is the mind-boggling one, I guess. On-base percentage went from 340 to 282, only hit three homers, nine doubles. So it was a tale of two halves. One was great, one was... I mean, you're like a below-average offensive player right now. So what happened there and what should we expect here? Was that just a blind squirrel opening day, or are we expecting to see more of what we've come to know from Adley Rutschman, which is a hitting catcher, as you pointed out many times?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, first off, Adley Rutschman is like a different beast on opening day. You know, that's not just this year. He did it in Boston, too, a couple of years or 3 years ago, whatever it was, right? So the dude just loves opening day baseball. But overall, I think that Adley's going to have a solid year. You mentioned earlier about, or you and Nolan, that Cedric Mullins had it working against him, that he had that big year of that 30 home run year, 30-30, all of that. I wonder at times with Adley is because he was the number one overall pick and because he was deemed as the face to change the program and change the whole franchise and how they're going to be, and that he was supposed to be the next great catcher, that I wonder then if people's expectations for what his numbers would be as a hitter would be too lofty. Like since he's been the big league so far, he hasn't eclipsed more than 20 home runs in a season. So, look, and for a catcher, hitting 20 home runs is really good. Hitting 277, having an OPS above 800, It's really good for a catcher. But I wonder at times, and maybe Nolan, Bob, you guys have a thought with this, but I do wonder is if fans expected, well, he's this great hitting catcher, we're expecting 30 home runs, and for him to be one of the best players we have seen in this generation.
Maybe a little bit, but I also think that, you know, he was the first to come up. You're right about that. It didn't shake him when he first got up here. They started winning immediately from the first day he was here. And they never looked back there in 2022. And then once the Gunners arrived in Westberg, and the list goes on and on and on, well, now the pressure's being taken off of him. He's not just the sole guy. It's the entire group that's being celebrated as the next wave coming up. I don't know if the pressure was really there for him in that way of like your traditional number one overall pick, like in the NFL when a quarterback has to be the savior and come in and win right away. I don't think that was the case here. Not saying you're wrong, though, because it is important to remember with catchers, you know, around the league, numbers are much different. So where he ends up going in his career, when he does make that transition beyond catcher, does that change things, expectations?
Well, let me ask you this, and this is for our audience, too.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Wieters came in.
That's exactly where I was going to go with this.
You know
this.
What I mean? With his big hype and, you know, and he played on a bunch of crap teams. Not his fault. But, you know, made the All-Star team 3 times. Had a really good career. Won a couple Gold Gloves, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, if Adley Rutschman turns out to be Wieters, and he was 1-1, and we've already heard, hey, second pick, Bobby Witt Jr., you know what I mean? A future MVP-level guy. He was in that conversation last year, as a matter of fact. Does Adley have to be at least Wieters, or because he was the first pick in a draft that was strong, that not even he's got to be beyond that and then some?
Yeah, I just, where I was going with that is because of the Wieters comps, right? And Wieters, if I was looking at this correctly, I don't think Wieters had more than 23 jacks in a year. So that's where I was going with it. It's not that I feel that there's too much pressure on Adley's plate. I thought last year was a combination of adversity, being banged up, and then all of a sudden you have to be one of the leaders to help your team get back on track. And for Adley and the rest of the group, that was a struggle with all the injuries. I think that was fair to say. That's a foregone conclusion. But for moving forward, when we say a healthy Adley Rutschman, and you sit there and go, well, what does that entail? Is that going to be an MVP? Well, when you're looking at an MVP's numbers, and for catching it's different, I just think when they say about a hitting catcher, We see Adley on opening day. He could hit 30, but more than likely he might not go over 20 to 25 home runs ever in his career, even if he does make the switch. So that's where I have the perception side. But do I think he's still one of the premier catchers in the game? Absolutely. And I mean, the rest of Major League Baseball agrees if you go around and talk to GMs.
Well, it's not just home runs. I mean, you don't have to hit 30 home runs to be considered a great hitter at your position. I mean, his rookie year, he was a doubles machine. And I actually thought that that was going to turn into more homers, kind of like a Manny Machado thing. He was a doubles machine early in his career and then, you know, really refined the swing and got more power, and those turned into home runs. I'll take anything. I mean, if he's going to be a doubles machine, that's great. He doesn't need to be a 30-homer guy. I think there's no doubt in my mind he'll be better offensively than Wieters was over his career, but he won't be as good defensively. I mean, he's not – Adley's never going to sniff a gold.
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, two gold gloves for Wieters, four all-star appearances, all in Baltimore. And then he went to Washington and St. Louis. I mean, he was his last game, he was 34 years old when he finished the career, and got a couple bucks in the bank. Matt Wieters is fine.
Yeah.
But I mentioned Bobby Witt. Is that now something that Adley's – oh, yeah, that guy?
Yeah, I don't think he's worried. I don't think he's worried about Bobby Witt Jr., although everyone can think, well, what could have been? But I would argue, maybe the Orioles don't have the rebuild and they get to this point without Adley. But when you look at what Bobby Witt Jr. has become in Kansas City, and you wonder, what could have been with Bobby Witt Jr. and maybe you still draft Gunner. I don't know. But the one part I want to say with catchers – and this was the case last year, at least. Only one catcher, OPS, because we're talking now, it's not just about homers, right? Talking about getting on base, hitting for extra base hits. Home runs obviously help the OPS go up because it's slugging, on-base percentage, whatever. Only one qualified catcher was over 800 OPS last year. So when you put it in that context of it, there's still such a huge premium for what Adley does. That was William Contreras, by the way, for the Brewers. So the context of it, catchers have to deal with a lot more, and maybe it does change if Adley does change positions, but for the next 3 to 5 years, he's going to be behind the dish, and a lot is going to be on him to help command that pitching staff.